Far from the trash talk that often accompanies regular season NFL games, Wednesday morning's joint training camp session between the defending champion Saints and the Patriots, winners of 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, has turned into a bit of a love fest. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has been quoted as saying that New England wants to get back to where the Saints are, approaching the new season as defending champions looking to repeat. But Saints star running back Reggie Bush says for his team, it's the other way around.
I think we look up to them more just because we're trying to get to where they have, and obviously what Belichick has done with this team, and you know the amount of championships he's won and them just being constantly a contender every year, year in and year out. I think that's where we want to get to. You know, we just had our first taste of success, really, so it hasn't been that much.
Until a few years ago, the Saints were better known as the Aints, but Reggie Bush and his teammates don't have a hard time finding fans here in Foxborough. Look no further than Troy, a blonde woman wearing a black t-shirt adorned with a gold sequined Saints fleur-de-lis, which is catching the sunlight and drawing Saints fans to the northwest corner of the lawn like a beacon.
Brought it all the way here from Monroe, Louisiana. We got to go for our Super Bowl champs. Woo-hoo! Who dat? There you go.
The Saints entered training camp with their championship roster largely intact. Adam, a Saints fan from New Hampshire who inherited his black and gold blood from his father, has high hopes that the Saints will become the first NFL team to repeat as champions since the Patriots did it in 2004.
Oh, definitely. Believe that. They look even better than last year. Another year under their belt, another year in the offense, another year under Greg Williams' defense. I think it's going to be scary for the rest of the teams out there.
Most of the Saints fans attending training camp, like 12-year-olds Anthony, Joe, Sam, Drew, and Nick from Dedham, Massachusetts, have never seen their team in person and became fans of the Saints in just the past few years.
I felt bad for the city, so I thought if they won a championship, it'd be better.
Because they live in New Orleans, and they've been through a lot. I think that if they've been through a lot and they still have faith in their team, that's really nice.
Saints second-year safety Malcolm Jenkins might have won even more fans by entertaining his teammates, the Patriots, and the crowd during pre-practice stretches with a dance routine to George Clinton's Atomic Dog. He says he doesn't mind that the dual tragedies of Hurricane Katrina and now the Gulf oil spill have brought new fans to his team.
No, because, I mean, before Katrina, we really weren't that good, you know, and then... And then, you know, after Katrina, we got some new guys in. Coach Payton came in, and we started building the team, and we've been getting better ever since. And, you know, when you get better, you're going to bring in some fans, especially from what we come from. You can only expect that, you know, some people are going to jump on the bandwagon.
Defensive end Will Smith, in his 7th season as a Saint, says hard times in New Orleans will always remain part of the team's history.
When you're dealing with teams, it's all about the story. Look at the Cowboys, the 49ers. They have great stories in the past, great history. And I guess that's just part of our story that brings fans to us.
By the time Carmina Burana floats through Gillette Stadium for the Patriots' first exhibition game of the season, Saints fans are harder to find in the crowd. The Pats give their fans plenty to cheer about, from an early sack of quarterback Drew Brees to a late-game pick off Chase Daniels, the third-string Saints quarterback who had a chance to put his team in the lead. After the game, and after Coach Sean Payton has barked brusquely at reporters about how his team has a lot to get corrected, nobody's dancing in the Saints locker room. Even Drew Brees, who's been happily using the word repeat since the morning after the Saints' victory in February, is a little more somber at his post-game press conference.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, let's say we drive down at the end of the game and score a touchdown and we win. You know, the locker room's going to be a little peppier after the game. But I'd be standing up here telling you the exact same thing, which is there's still a lot of things we need to clean up.
Drew Brees and the Saints will get that chance next week. On Wednesday, the Houston Texans will arrive in Louisiana to join the Saints for 2 days of dual practices before an exhibition game in the Superdome on Saturday. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.